Topic 1. Test yourself. Exercise 1.
More than 3.5 million children are living below the poverty line in the UK. That's one of the worst child poverty rates in the industrialised world. James Marsh interviewed 3 English teenagers about what it is like growing up in a family that's always short of cash.
Taylor is 15. She has lived in a high-rise flat in Liverpool nearly all her life.
Me and my friends used to find needles in the street when we were playing. It's not very nice to see that when you go out to play. But the main problem is our flat. There's damp all over most of the walls. It looks like a mess, but there isn't much Mum and Dad can do. They tried putting wallpaper and paint on it, but the damp just came through. It smells horrible too. I feel embarrassed about bringing my school friends back here.
The ceiling of one room fell in because of the damp. And she says that day-to-day living in the flat is horrible. She and her parents are desperate for a new home.
It's disgusting here. We feel sick all the time.
Statistics show a strong correlation between poverty and asthma. Nearly half of children with asthma belong to the poorest 10% of families in the UK. A staggering 85% of children who live in damp houses suffer from asthma or other respiratory problems. Harry, 17, and his sister Freya, 12, have lived with their father since their mother walked out on Freya's 3rd birthday. They live in Bristol.
I used to have a lot of problems with bullying at school, and Freya still does. When you can't afford nice clothes like everyone else, you stand out. There was another poor kid in my class, but he was like really tough and aggressive. Nobody bullied him because they were all terrified of him. Me, I'm not like that. I always tried to stay in the background because I didn't want people to know what my home life was like. I started skipping school whenever I could, just to avoid the stress of it all.
1 in 6 poor children have thought about suicide. And Harry admits to having had suicidal thoughts when he was younger, when he blamed himself for his family's difficult situation.
I was thinking stuff along the lines of, nobody wants me here. Dad would be better off without me.
Harry got over those self-destructive feelings with the help of professional counselling, but says he still feels angry about the fact that his father can't find a job. He is fearful for his own future too, as he has heard about further job cuts coming to the city's major employers.
Everybody's losing their jobs. How am I supposed to get a job when jobs are disappearing? I haven't got any qualifications to do an apprenticeship neither, even if I could find one.
20% of low-income families report skipping meals, and children in single-parent families are twice as likely to go without. That is something that 15-year-old Caitlin from Bradford has to deal with every day.
For tea, we just have, like, a meat pie or maybe a sausage roll. It's not really enough, but it's all that Mum can afford to put on the table.
Caitlin lives with her mother and 2 sisters. Paying for food for the girls is a struggle without free school meals. The long summer holidays also bring other problems.
There's nowt to do here if you've got no money. Me and my sisters used to end up playing in empty buildings. Other people go on holiday, but we can't afford it. They get to travel and find out about the world, and we're stuck here in this dump. I'm sick of it.
While we were making the programme, Taylor and her parents had some good news. They have been allocated a new home, a house at the other side of town, from their damp, depressing flat.
It's amazing. I can't believe it. No damp anywhere. My life's going to be so much better. Nobody can turn up their nose and say, she stinks of damp anymore. Hopefully we'll all have a better life in this new place. I'm so excited about it.
James Marsh for Evening News.